Chapter 9, Stating Objectives. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to define the word objective, explain the importance of objectives in teaching, write objectives, use a checklist to evaluate objectives, explain the difference between general and specific objectives, identify the final goal of biblical teaching. Key verse, Colossians 1:28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Introduction. You have learned that true spiritual growth is not measured by what a student hears, but by what he does about what he hears. In this chapter, you will learn how to state objectives which will help you determine if students have truly understood and are acting upon what they have learned. Objectives. An objective is an aim or end of an action. It is a point, goal, or desired outcome to be achieved. When a teacher states objectives, he writes statements of goals for his students. These are stated in terms which describe what the students will be able to do after completing the lesson. The lesson you are currently studying has objectives. The importance of objectives. Objectives are important because, number one, they direct the teacher's prayers, plans, teaching, and learning activities towards a specific goal. You know exactly what you need to accomplish in each lesson, so you can pray, plan, teach, and prepare learning activities accordingly. Two, they can be used to measure the effectiveness of teaching. You will be able to tell if students have really learned what you wanted to teach them. Three, they improve your teaching. Because you can measure the effectiveness of your teaching, you can tell when you fail and when you succeed. You can learn from both failure and success and continue to improve your teaching. Four, they help students become doers instead of hearers of the word. When you set objectives and communicate them clearly to students before you begin to teach, then they will know what is expected of them. How to write objectives. State objectives in terms of student performance. Say specifically what you want them to be able to do. Here's an objective stated in terms of student performance. Upon conclusion of this lesson, the student will be able to explain John 3:16. Here's an objective that is stated incorrectly. I will teach the students John 3:16. The first objective is stated correctly because it identifies what you want the student to be able to do at the end of the lesson. You can determine if he has learned properly by asking him to explain John 3:16 to you. The second objective is incorrect. It states what you will do rather than what you want the student to be able to do. How will you know you have properly taught them? The objective gives no way to determine this. Begin each objective with a verb. A verb is an action word that identifies what the outcome should be. Use an opening statement like this. Upon completion of this lesson, the student will be able to. Then list objectives, stating each one with a verb. Here is an example of an object started with a verb. Upon completion of this chapter, the student will be able to explain the plan of salvation. Explain is an action word. It tells what you want the student to be able to do as a result of the lesson. State each objective individually. State only one learning outcome per objective. Here are some examples. Upon completion of this chapter, the student will be able to write, quote John 3:16, wrong, quote and explain John 3:16. If you want them to explain it also, you should state two separate objectives. Upon completion of this lesson, the student will be able to quote John 3:16, explain John 3:16. State objectives in sequence. Each objective should relate to what precedes and or follows it. For example, quote John 3:16 is a good objective to list before explain John 3:16. The student must know it to be able to explain it. State each objective in terms of behavior you can observe. Here are some examples. Upon completion of this chapter, the student will write, explain John 3:16. Wrong. Understand John 3:16. If the student can explain John 3:16, you will know he understands it. If your objective is stated understands John 3:16, it is not measurable. It does not state what the student will do to enable you to know if you have met the objective. Make each objective achievable. If you set objectives that are too difficult, students will become discouraged. Checklist. Use this list of questions to check the objectives you write for your students. 1. Is it written in terms of student performance? Does it say what you expect from the student rather than what you will do? 2. Is it observable? Have you written the objective in terms of behavior you can observe to see if you have accomplished the goal? 3. Is it specific? Does it describe clearly and specifically what is expected of the student? 4. Is it individual? Is there just one learning outcome per objective? 5. Is it sequential? Does it relate to objectives which precede or follow? 6. Is it achievable? Make sure it is not too difficult for the student to achieve. 7. Is it biblical? General and specific objectives. You will set both general and specific objectives for your student. General objectives. General objectives are goals that apply to your teaching in general. They are objectives students should achieve over a period of time. Here are some general objectives that should be basic goals for each teacher. These objectives are set in terms of student behavior that you can observe. As a result of the lessons I teach, the student will respond to the gospel. This objective is easily observed. Does the student repent and turn from sin? Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The teacher should help lead each student in this experience. The sign of speaking in other tongues and evidence of power to witness can be observed to see if the goal has been achieved. Be baptized in water. Students who have been born again should be encouraged to follow Jesus in this public confession of their faith. Demonstrate spiritual fruit. An important objective of teaching the development of Christ-like character. This would include the spiritual fruit listed in Galatians 5, 22-23. It would also include developing a kingdom lifestyle based on the principles taught by Jesus and further expanded in the epistles in the New Testament. Discover spiritual gifts. The Bible reveals that each believer has at least one spiritual gift. It is the responsibility of the Christian teacher to help students discover their spiritual gifts. Use spiritual gifts. It is not enough just to discover spiritual gifts. The student should be encouraged to use these gifts in the work of the ministry. Reproduce spiritually. The teaching cycle is not complete until the student that is taught reproduces spiritually. See 2 Timothy 2:2. Engage in personal Bible study. Fostering personal Bible study is an important general objective. The way you teach the Bible should encourage students to study it on their own. The Harvest Time International Institute course, Creative Bible Study Methods, can help you teach students various methods of personal Bible study. Use Bible research materials. If you have access to Bible research materials such as dictionaries, concordances, etc., students should be taught to use this material. The Harvest Time International Institute course, Creative Bible Study Methods, will help you teach students how to use such materials. Pray regularly. Students should be taught how to pray regularly, both in public and private. Participate in the church fellowship. students should become active members of a local church fellowship. Specific objectives. Specific objectives are those you set for each individual lesson you plan to teach. These will vary from lesson to lesson depending on the subject matter. Review the objectives stated at the beginning of lessons in this manual. Observe how the specific objectives differ in each chapter depending on the lesson content. The end goal. The Bible reveals the end goal, the final objective for all biblical teaching, Colossians 1:28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. The final objective of teaching and preaching is to prepare students to stand before God perfected in Christ Jesus.